Well, good morning, everybody. Just two quick thoughts today. Number one is that Jesus works miracles. Duh. And also, but I think sometimes we forget it. And second of all, what we're supposed to do after that. So Jesus works miracles. I was thinking yesterday, Lance and I had the joy of going to St. Meinrad because two seminarians were ordained transitional deacons, which means they'll be a deacon for just a short spell before they become a priest in June of 2025. Well, one of the two I've known for a long time because he's a fellow Bloomingtonian. And by the way, wasn't that a great IU game yesterday? Fantastic. My gosh, ain't no fear. God is good. Yeah. But anyways, that was a miracle too. Okay, but anyway, I just like how good they're doing. But I was thinking about Isaac, because Deacon Isaac Seifker, I've known him for years, and he was ordained yesterday at St. Meinrad. And I remember that he was here three summers ago. He was here the summer that Deacon Jack Wright was here, now Father Jack Wright. But he wasn't really involved with a whole lot because he was just kind of in the rectory learning Spanish digitally because they weren't allowed to go do immersion because of COVID and all that stuff. So anyway, he was living here, and I was remembering one of my favorite Deacon Isaac stories, and that is that it was like halfway through the summer, and I'm in the rectory, and it's like afternoon, and I'm, in the kitchen or whatever, and I wasn't cooking, but I was eating, I guess, and I remember this person climbs through the window, and I'm like, what? And then I realized it's Isaac, and I said, Isaac, is there a reason that you're climbing through the window? And he said, well, Father, you never gave me a key. And I didn't want to bother you because, and I said, Isaac, I would have given you a key. But anyways, I thought about that and how, like, sometimes that's us with God. Like, God doesn't just even have a key. Like, he is the key. And I think that sometimes we forget that Jesus is alive. We think that Jesus worked all these miracles that are recounted in the Bible 2,000 years ago, but we forget, I even sometimes forget, that he is still in the business of doing miracles now. And there are so many miracles that are happening all of the time. And I think sometimes people get there and they're like, man, I'm just never going to get over this gluttony. I'm never going to get over this lust. I'm never going to get over this anger. But guess what? We have Jesus. And Jesus is big enough and strong enough that by God's power in Christ, we can get over all this stuff. Like, it literally can happen. It miraculously can happen. And it does happen. Yes, Jesus healed this blind man today, but he wants to heal you. He wants to heal me. I've heard so many beautiful stories of people that are like, man, I was just dealing with this thing until finally I gave it to Jesus definitively. And it's gone. And man, it can happen. Jesus is so alive. He is not a figure of the history books. The Bible is a part of God's story, but it's still being written. And you and I are parts of the story. And we're being healed, just like Bartimaeus is being healed today in this reading. That Jesus still can work miracles, and he loves to work miracles. But do we go to him? Bartimaeus had the faith, had the audacity to keep yelling out and calling out, even when the rest of them tried to get him to shut up. He said, Jesus, Son of David, have pity on me. Have pity on me. I'm not strong enough on myself. And I think sometimes that's why I don't go to Jesus for help. Because I think I'm strong enough. And I can do it without his help. And no, I can't. And neither can you. And that's good news. Because on our own, we just stink. But with Jesus, we don't. With Jesus, we don't. And Bartimaeus, he, do you see what he does? After he's healed, after he receives this miracle, he springs up and he runs to Jesus. He runs to Jesus, and that's when he says, this is what I really, really want. And Jesus heals him right there. Do we run to Jesus before the miracle and after the miracle? Do we run to Jesus, or do we just go to Jesus?
My life is so hard. It's just really...
No! Run to Jesus! Run to Jesus! And he works miracles. And I, as a priest, I love my vocation so much because I get to see it every day. I get to see these miracles happening. But what happens after the miracle? What happens after the miracle is important. Because Jesus heals and Bartimaeus responds. So I was at Jolinda and I were at the Marian University Gala on Friday night, and it was beautiful. And President Dan Elsner, who I have tremendous respect for, gave a wonderful talk at this dinner. And he was quoting President Kennedy's Thanksgiving address of 1963 that he never actually got to give because he was killed right beforehand, right before Thanksgiving. But this address, he says that he quoted, Dan Elsner quoted Kennedy, and Kennedy said, "The highest appreciation is not to utter words, but to do something." Like when God gives us a miracle, when God pays us a favor, when he showers down a blessing, when he answers a prayer, yes, we should say thank you. We should sing thank you. We should be radiant with our joy and gratitude. But then we gotta do something. That's the best way to thank God for what he has given us. That he gives us, a key so we don't have to climb through the window. That he is the key and that he can fix us. He can work these miracles. And he does. And then we say, thank you, Jesus. And then we do something. Because Bartimaeus, he is healed, okay? He gets his sight back, which is great. And he does say thank you. But then he uses his eyes to follow Jesus for the rest of his life. Jesus says, heals him, and he says, now go your way. But then it says, the next line, he received his sight and followed Jesus on the way. That his sight is restored, and now he uses his sight to follow the Lord. God gives us these miracles. He heals us. He does all these things. And our response should be, I'm going to do something. I'm going to do something with this grace that God has just given me. The biggest piece of that is the Eucharist, my friends, because on this altar here in just a few moments, our beautiful Jesus will come here. He will come here. So St. John Paul II, it was his feast day just the other day. He said, all the world's problems can be resolved in a single host at Mass, because that is Jesus. And whatever problems you're dealing with in your life, whatever things you need to be killed that are bad, whatever things, man, Jesus in the host today wants to fix that, wants to heal you, wants to transform you and even save you. And then at the end of Mass, we go out and we do something for his glory. In the name of the Father, the Son, the Holy Spirit.